Liberate your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
Folks, if knowledge is power, then the Vatican reigns supreme. That by Mr. Tim Alberino from the video, True Legends, The Unholy See. How about this? Secret knowledge is the most precious commodity on earth. And by watching this video, perhaps under the earth, it is the currency of the occult and Luciferian elite. Well said, both. We have with us tonight Mr. Timothy Alberino, Gen 6 Productions, also the director, writer, the man behind True Legends, The Unholy See, and of course Steve Quayle, the producer, and the man behind True Legends, The Unholy See as well. Before we get back to both men, I want to remind people that, you know, it's time to prepare. Folks, one of my favorite products, and I really, really would urge everyone to support this company. This is a family business, a business that they're putting a lot of people to work, and that is MinutemanStove.com, MinutemanStove.com. And you got to realize that in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing life's one of life's most important daily tasks, and that's preparing food. You know, you go to AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, for example, a sponsor of ours, you purchase their long-term storable food. But one thing that I forgot about, and we all here at the studio really failed to realize, is you need something to cook the food with. Well, the premier, in my view, the Cadillac of stoves, MinutemanStove.com. A disruption of the power supply, fuel disruption, whatever it might be, whatever you might be looking at, you need something to cook on. The Minuteman is small, it's lightweight, it burns wood, it's a rocket stove, basically, and every bit as powerful as your kitchen stove. With decent wood, it's smokeless, and it's fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because a Minuteman is so efficient, it cuts down your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth of what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way on an open fire. So, folks, don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Eventually, that supply is going to run dry. And burning wood inefficiently requires a lot of manual labor. The Minuteman solves all of these problems. Now, it's easy to feed and easy to use. Prepare your family, prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It does make bad times much better. We have one here at the studio, tried and tested, put it through its paces, and I'll tell you, it has really worked. And with that, fire starters as well, some of the best I've ever seen. Folks, visit MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com. Take advantage of their special to Hagman and the Hagman Report listeners. Tonight, Steve Quayle, SteveQuayle.com, Timothy Alberino, Gen 6 Productions, two fantastic men. And of course, you can hear the intellect of Tim Alberino and the product of his research. If he was to bring the video or to court, for example, and lay out the evidence which he has uncovered, him personally, I guarantee you the preponderance of evidence would show that history has been revised, altered, and of course covered up, and the true history is going to come with the deception that is coming. Now, a couple of things here, and I noticed this, and when you buy something on, for example, Amazon, you look at the reviews. I know you do. When you buy something online, you look at what other people are saying about it. You base your decision on many times on what other people say. Well, how about some of these comments? How about one from, Peter Thorson? Good stuff regarding the video. I've watched it twice. Yeah, me too. Now, he writes, I've been anticipating this for months, A plus. The first time I heard Tim on Hagman and the Hagman a couple of years ago, he talked about the cloud forest. Any expedition plans? Question mark. And of course, Robert White. Congratulations, Tim and Steve. Another superb production. Very well researched and presented. I hope to see more information about the Vatican and their escapades in future episodes. And David Oldham, one of my favorite comments. You know, this is pure awesome. I have been following these megaliths and absolutely believe that they are built using the knowledge of fallen angels brought to earth when they fell. It gives me deep down inside a reverence for God, unlike before, seeing as these truths are being revealed to us. And that's just it. I asked Steve at the top of the last hour, are we seeing fulfillment of Scripture? Undoubtedly, yes. David continues, they knew that when we saw these things on earth, men would fall down and worship them as gods. Thankfully, as God has revealed to us in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and many other very complimentary reviews on this movie, folks. Watch True Legends, The Unholy Sea, online, Vimeo, on demand. And you can do that right after the show. And before Steve and Tim leave, we're going to go over that process again. Or you can order the DVD or Blu-ray right through stevequayle.com. So it's all good. Steve, I forgot what I was supposed to do now, but I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, no. I want to read just one line, and then we're going to go kind of where the Spirit of God leads us, okay? Julian said this, what an incredible documentary, full of truth and the explanation of the gospel. Thank you, Julian, for that. The directors and producers did an incredible job. Cinematography was incredible. The sound was impeccable, and the sources were credible. So, you know, again, then Ursula, I recommend this documentary. How do you say this? Josh said this. This is an eye-opener, and they, the True Legends, expose the very things that are taking place right now. Highly recommended. Steve, Tim, and many others did a great job with this production, and everybody already wants Tim Episode 3. I don't think they understand how much went into Episode 2. By the way, let me just say this. Episode 2 was done in maybe 7 months, and the DVD and Blu-ray will be available on my website for order on Friday, because we get them on Monday. We had such a high standard set for the soundtrack, and I got to share something with you. When you listen to the soundtrack, I kept going in, you know, watching the edits, talking, giving my 2 cents, which sometimes was 50 cents worth, and it worked. And you know, I can tell you this. I was in the shower once, and this is, you know, some of you have heard my shower revelations say, that's when the Lord speaks to me, and he told us to go a certain way, and we're going to go that way. So it was cool. It was like, like having the King of Glory being our chairman of the board, and Tim and I have one statement, yes, Lord. And so what's fascinating to me is the fact that there's nothing that's been hidden that is going to be revealed. And Doug, the amount of emails of Christians contacting me, and brother, if I had time to counsel them, I wouldn't have enough time in 1,000 years. People are really having trouble. The reason they're having trouble is because they haven't learned spiritual warfare in a practical way. Obviously, it exists in the, you know, we can legally know we have a right to do something, but until we take that into the field and experience it firsthand, we don't know that. How many people pray the Lord's Prayer, maybe in a corporate setting, but certainly don't want to cast out demons by the finger of God? And that's why I appreciate the ministry of Pastor Kyle and Linda Kyle and the others who just step right in there. Look, the thing is that we are in a world now that no longer has boundaries that the living God put into place to protect us from such evil. The only protection is Psalm 91. And I want to address one thing, and then we'll turn it back to Tim. The emails coming in on the 37 cities and hearing all that that's planned, the terrorism. I want to make this clear to everybody. Nothing is normal anymore. You can mock me, you can scoff, you can scorn, you can ridicule, you can slander, bear false witness, jump up and down, tell me to go, you know what, myself, tell me this, tell me that, but it doesn't stop what's going to happen. And the deal is, or you can praise God, and you can pray for Tim and Doug and Joe and myself and others that are doing, here's the thing, we only have a limited amount of time. Everything, Doug, when I was on talk radio until about, I don't know, 4 years ago, was always in the future. I lived in the future, in the present, and people thought, wow, he's wacky, that'll never happen. One of my critics said, I never believed you on genetic Armageddon, now I'm terrified of it. And I said, well, if you had believed me then, you wouldn't have been terrified. So the thing is that it's critical that people understand that the technology, whether it's super soldier, whether it's the giant DNA, whether it's the reanimation of dinosaurs or of ancient bullies. Can you imagine when Genghis Khan and Kublai Khan, the evil spirits that ruled in them, come back on the scene? And I want to share something, and then I'm turning it right over to you, Tim. All along, I couldn't get away from the statement, Jesus wept. And a sister in the Lord, I think, sent me an email at 1:40 in the morning. I was up at 3:40, then got a chance to go back to bed at 4:30 or something. I'm talking a.m. But she couldn't get away from the Jesus wept. And what the Lord showed her, thank you, my sister, for sharing that with me, what the Lord showed her was exactly what everyone needs to understand. When Jesus wept over Jerusalem, he wasn't only just weeping over Jerusalem and the destruction that was going to come at that point in history. It then dawned on me instantaneously that he's weeping over the destructions that's to come upon the planet. And that just as those who claim to be religious and claim to believe in the coming of the king turned away, so will those in this generation turn away. And the central theme of everything we're finding is the cover-up and the cover-over. And why this critical is this. If you couldn't stand for Jesus, I'm not putting guilt on anybody, okay? If you could, I'm speaking now, what is it called, to the general population that will listen to this. If you couldn't stand for Jesus at the best times in history, what makes you think you'll stand for Jesus in the best, the worst times in history? Somebody said, well, it will be because God will give it to me. Will God give it to you if you don't seek him? Will God give it to you if you don't cry your heart out, pour your heart out, and repent? Doug, my favorite two words lately are repent and resurrection. I need to repent because I've got a bad attitude. I've said consistently over the years on talk radio, I have a wrong attitude. God's adjusting. I'm kind of like an old fuel injection system. Those of you that were familiar with cars, that you always had to tweak them, and there's usually one guy that could tune a Mikuni carburetor. Oh, and then if you wanted to get into really tough stuff, coordinating carburetors on Ferraris. Okay, I am not a mechanic. I looked at one telling me what he was doing one time. I said, brother, I put the key in, I know where the red line is, I put the clutch in, and I dump it and I go for it. That's what I know about that. Now, obviously I know a little more. But what we're telling everybody right now, God has charged Timothy Alberino and myself and the Gen 6 crew. We've got people that meet us in South America, in Malta, in Sardinia. We have to have translators. We have to have guides. And somebody knows somebody. So, Tim, I'm going to turn it over to you, and let's talk about Malta and address the fact of every interview, both in Malta and Sardinia, that you've got of the elderly people. Tell people the central theme and who comes to shut them up, threaten them, or in some cases kill them.
Yeah, let me also say that before I talk about Malta, that I think people need to understand how large of a production, how massive of a production this really was. We're not going out there with, you know, little home camera devices and just sort of capturing things on the fly. We bought new equipment. We've got multiple team members. We spent a lot of time taking care of logistics, as Steve just mentioned. And we go out there and we produce the very best production that we possibly can. And we put a lot of time and effort into getting good shots and making it as interesting as possible, packaging this information and in as pleasing a form as we can. We're very concerned about giving people a product that they're really happy with and surprised by the quality. And so this isn't just, you know, some, hey, we went out and we shot a little DVD, a little documentary. This is a full-blown documentary project that I think many of you probably have never seen anything quite like this. And I'm not just saying that because I directed it, but because of all the time and effort and all the different players on our team that put their hands on this thing. And I just want to say for the record, Steve Quayle is an amazing producer, and he has a nose for this stuff like nobody else in terms of where we need to go and what we're looking for, because he's been absolutely right when talking about the things under the ground, you know, being more important than the things above ground. We go around the world, and that's exactly what we find. And so it was a massive effort, and it's really worth everyone's time to watch it. And we can say that with confidence. And talking about Malta, when we were in Malta, some of you aren't familiar with Malta, but Malta is it's a tiny island, right? It's south of Sicily, and it's north of Tripoli. So it's right in the middle of the Mediterranean, very, very strategic location throughout history, for a number of different governing powers that occupied the island, including, famously, most famously, the Knights of Malta, the Knights of St. John. They became the Knights of Malta when they moved to the island of Malta. And, of course, many people know that the Knights of Malta, that it was in Malta, at Malta, that the forces of Islam were really defeated and held back from overcoming Europe. And so Malta is a very, very interesting place. But what most people don't know about Malta is the relevance that it has concerning megaliths and the antediluvian world and giants. And in fact, the island of Malta was known as the Island of Giants. It was known historically as the Island of Giants. Also, remember that Paul the Apostle was marooned on the island of Malta for some time. That's where he was bit by the snake and shook it off in the fire. So the historical significance is amazing on that island. But we went there kind of having in mind what we were looking for. Not 100% sure, but definitely we knew about the megaliths and the underground stuff. And what did we find? We found the Catholic Church sitting on top of it all and controlling it in many ways, just like in Peru. In fact, we found many very interesting correlations between Malta and Peru that I think the viewers of our film will also find very interesting, that you probably haven't seen anywhere else. And we show you that the very same architectural style that we find in Peru, throughout South America and everywhere else in the world, is present in Malta. This was done on a global scale. We're dealing with a ubiquitous technology, the Cyclopean architecture, that was supposedly created and worked by the gods and the offspring of the gods in the thousands of years ago, which is in fact the case in the pre-flood world. In many cases, it was giants building these things, so their fingerprints are all over the constructions in Malta. And we point some very interesting things out that again, you probably have never heard before, especially concerning the underground stuff. Malta is known for, besides all the historical things I mentioned, it's also known for the Hypogeum, which is a very famous underground complex, which I descended into. I had the opportunity to go and visit the Hypogeum. I went down there with one of our cinematographers. And I'll tell you what, the atmosphere in the Hypogeum is a multi-level underground complex that was carved out of solid rock. And they want us to believe that it was carved out of solid rock by basically Neanderthalic peoples using antler horns. But they removed over 2,000 tons of stone to make this underground complex, and it's very masterfully built. But the point I was making was how eerie and dark and ominous the atmosphere was down there, not just because it was under the ground and dark, but because there was something occultic lingering in the atmosphere that I was able to discern. And they recovered in the Hypogeum when it was first opened. By the way, it was excavated by Jesuit priests, but they discovered very strange bones inside of the Hypogeum. And this is a matter of history. It's well known that when they opened the Hypogeum, they discovered very strange skeletons, very strange craniums, and there were thousands of bones. And these were not normal human bones. Many of them were very non-human looking. And we actually have a photo of some of those skulls which disappeared, which we didn't take the photo. This is an old photo, which you can find on the internet, of some of these skulls, which if you take a good look at these things, you're going to notice that these things do not look even like traditional. These are elongated skulls, but they don't even look like, some of them don't even look like traditional elongated skulls. And I say traditional meaning the ones that we're very familiar with now, from South America, specifically from Paracas and so forth. Some of these skulls that came out of the Hypogeum are absolutely alien looking. And you'll notice that in the film. And again, the skeletons, many of them, especially six skulls in particular, went missing. And I think we all probably have an idea at this point where they are today, very likely beneath St. Peter's Basilica. So there's a concerted effort to cover up the knowledge of the past so that the narrative, the very carefully crafted occultic narrative, the Luciferian narrative coming out in the near future, will deceive the way that it is supposed to deceive. It will have that potent effect to deceive the masses. Remember, there's that famous quote that those who do not know history or are unfamiliar with history are doomed to repeat it. Well, that's a very literal statement, because history is going full circle back to the beginning. And especially in terms of the prehistoric world. When we say prehistoric, when I say prehistoric, I'm referring to the world before the flood of Noah, the antediluvian world. The dynamics that were in play in the earth are even now happening again. The golden age of the gods is being resurrected in our generation, and it's happening. And Malta is one more piece of the puzzle. And in this film, this is essentially two films. Episode two. Episode one was an hour and a half. This one is at 2 hours and a half. It could have easily been 3 hours. We had to really shave it down. We had a lot more material that we didn't fit into the film. We didn't want it to be too long. But this is essentially two films in one. And what we wanted to do, and our hope, and Doug, you watched it, so I hope that this came across. What we really wanted to do was to connect the dots between why it is so important to be aware of and to have the knowledge of the world before the flood of Noah, what was happening back then, how that is intimately connected to what's happening now with the genetic modification that's happening, and also the alien stuff and all the UFO activity and the lie that's coming and the religion that is slowly being assembled even as we speak. We wanted people to understand how does the one relate to the other, so we decided, and this was really Steve's decision, we had to glue them together. In order for people to get it, we had to glue these two things together. And I've already received feedback, by the way, from a lot of people telling me that I finally got it. I get why you guys are talking about megaliths in the world before the flood of Noah, because you attached the last third of this film. You're explaining why it's important, and you're showing us that the resurrection of the gods, the resurrection of the Golden Age, is the final crescendo of the occult plan that has been in the making, the Luciferian plan that has been in the making since the days before the flood of Noah. And it is that resurrection of the Golden Age and the reinstitution of the empire of the entities that lived in the world, inhabited the world during that time. And it's finally clicking in people's heads, you know, that this is the feedback that I'm getting from certain individuals that have written emails to us, why these things are related. And that was our hope, was that people would understand how they're related and how quickly we're accelerating towards the resurrection of the Golden Age. We talk about, I mean, we really do in this film, we talk about a dozen different things. I mean, we break down elongated skulls. I mean, just to kind of cherry pick from the film some things. We break down the elongated skulls phenomenon. We talk about the underground stuff. We deal more with some of the megalithic stuff. We show you proof to back up what we're saying about a lot of this stuff, especially as it pertains to the megaliths belonging to the age before the flood. This isn't just conjecture. We're showing you why it has been, how it has been scientifically proven. By the way, getting back to Anselm P. Ramla for a minute, we talked about his experience beneath the church of the convent of Santo Domingo in Cusco, and how he saw the Shinkana in 1982. Well, what we didn't get to talk about is that he went back 17 years later and was able to go in to the convent of Santo Domingo with a professional team and do with ground penetrating radar and absolutely prove unequivocally, scientifically, that tunnel exists, because he saw it with his own eyes, and then he went back and he proved it with ground penetrating radar. It's in our film. So we're not just formulating conjectures and telling you what our opinion is. We take a lot of time and energy to show you that these things have been proven. And we even break down in the final third of this film, we show you what was the Golden Age and what does it mean for the Golden Age to be resurrected. We talk about the occult machinations dealing with the obelisks that you find all over the earth, especially in the city of Rome. Of course, we all know about the famous one at the Vatican, and all over Rome, and what it means, what their final goal is, what their final aim is. And so there's just so much stuff packed into this film, but there's a lot of stuff we deal with in Malta that I think people are going to see for the first time. And we're in Malta, we're in Cusco, we're in Rome, we give you a couple of glimpses of Sardinia, but for those who are wondering, we have a whole deal with Sardinia that we have not yet edited. That is our next project. Some really astounding things. Sardinia, the vast majority of stuff concerning Sardinia is not in this episode. That's for another episode. So I just want to clarify that. And
let me interrupt you. Hey, Doug, let me interrupt him a minute. Will you share, like I said, you don't have to share every individual interview, but give the central theme of everyone you've interviewed, whether in Sardinia or Malta, concerning the Giants, just, a couple minutes worth.
Specifically in Sardinia?
Let me do it. I'll do it because I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the goals that I wanted achieved in this was to basically interview the oldest guys or women on the islands that had actually watched the excavation of the giants from the different sites. And by the way, let me say something about the Hypogeum. Hypogeum. It's a UNESCO site, and we had to get permission to go in there. And I think, didn't we have to pay to use it in the film, too, or something?
Yeah, we had to get special permission to even do
that. But here's the deal. Yep. You can go on my website, stevequayle.com, and go into the Giants. Actually, it's Genesis6Giants.com. Genesis6Giants.com. And look at the illustrations. Brian Snowdy, in my opinion, one of the finest artists in the world, did it for me. But it was based on a description of a... how do I say this without getting him in trouble? Somebody in the know, very high ranking in the military, higher than you even know exists. There you go. And the cupola, if you will, or the dome, what most people don't understand, when God said you were in Eden, you know, you were the anointed cherub, there is a cupola, very similar to the White House, that was Lucifer's, if you will, dome on his home in the pre-Adamic Eden. This is really going to take you for, read the description. Tim, the way the dome, and most people don't know this, the hypogeum is a dome structure. You don't chisel that out with antlers and copper tools. So back to what we're talking about. The occult overriding, the fallen angel technology, teaching their children, the giants, all these different techniques. Look, we're not dealing with Shrek here. We're not dealing with oafs. We're not dealing with Hollywood's idea of, yeah, I'm a giant. I came to help you. You know, we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with actual entities that possess incredible technology and technology of the fallen. So the thing is that when Tim and the film crew interviewed the different people, the elderly, they all came up. As a matter of fact, a couple people on the streets of Sardinia were always looking over their shoulders, weren't they, Tim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was really frightened, but the bottom line is that it was still agents and Jesuits of the Vatican coming in and taking their fines, threatening them or paying them, telling them to shut up. Is that accurate? Is that a quick enough overview?
Can I say something here? That we discovered in Sardinia, and we're getting, you know, I mean, we'll give you a little bit of a teaser here, is that we found out, when I asked the people who literally, this isn't secondhand, they literally dug up the bones of giants and were involved in the cover-up of it. When I asked them, who's taking them? Who's taking the bones? Where are they going? It wasn't like they had to sit there and think about it or say, well, no, it was instantaneous, their answer. The Illuminati and the Vatican. That was the answer. And it's kind of, if you know enough about, if you've looked into this, you know that that's kind of the same deal because they've merged at this point. But those are the institutions, the entities that are taking the bones. They said that without any qualms, without having to think about it, like I said, just instantaneous, the Illuminati and the Vatican. And we found out, we found out that there is a very real underground market for artifacts relating to the world before the flood of Noah, especially relating to giants, especially relating to hybrids and their technology and their occult practices, if you will. There's a market that only the initiated in the occult have access to, and the richest people on earth, believe me, where these things are being sold and transported, you know, and moved around probably under the ground. And so people say, well, where's all the bones? And where? Believe me, they're being moved under your feet all the time. And we found out that this market exists, and it's kind of a very frightening thing because it's even more hush-hush than anything you can imagine with narcotics. I mean, this is the real black market. Is the transportation and the buying and the selling of these artifacts that officially are not even supposed to exist. And by the way, in Sardinia, It's on a whole other level in Sardinia because of the copious amounts of gold and gems and jewels that are associated with these giants. I mean, the giants that have been dug up in Sardinia are sometimes surrounded by gold and silver and in fact, there's a large gold mine there where there's still a lot of giant skeletons, and the giants would adorn themselves. And for all those critics who are already thinking, oh, those were mastodons and dinosaurs and whatever, well, you tell me the last time that mastodon bones were dug up with golden bracelets on and necklaces and nose rings. I mean, and we're talking about pure gold. And this was the testimony of many of the people we talked to, in fact, almost all of them. Just the copious amounts of gold and treasure associated with the giants. So believe me, there is a vast underground black market where these things are moving and they're ending up, I'm sure, a lot of these bones, which Steve could tell you, are ending up being the accoutrements of occult ceremonies, and are being used in human sacrifices and all kinds of stuff, and obviously in the extraction of DNA and that sort of thing. So this market exists. It's alive. It's well. It's a very frightening thing when you realize that the players that are involved, and specifically, again, the two players, Illuminati and Vatican. That's what we hear all over the place all the time, especially as it relates to giants and ancient artifacts, pre-flood artifacts.
Well, hey, Doug, with your permission, I want to read something interesting. As we're on the air tonight, a lady, Susan in Ohio, sent me an email. I want to read this because she gets it. Steve, I was listening to you on the Hagman & Hagman Report tonight, and I had a small revelation. As I was on my porch saying my nightly prayers, this is what ran through my mind. You said that what is under the ground is more important and sinister than what is above the ground, and right at that moment, the Holy Spirit said to me that the name of Jesus, quoted the scripture, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Now she said this, I ran in and looked up the Greek words for earth in this verse. The word for earth in the earth is epigeos, G1919, meaning worldly, terrestrial. But the word used for earth in under the earth is katatonios, meaning subterranean. In the commentaries, I have always found this as being, they're referring to a place of hell, but I don't think it means that at all. It is perhaps referring to the infernal beings that reside literally under the earth. I felt the Lord wanted me to share this with you. God bless you for all you do, you and your family, and all the watchmen on the towers are in my prayers always. Susan in Ohio. Now listen, she had a bit of rhema there. It wasn't given to her intellectually. It was given to her through the scripture. And that's why it's critical for you to understand this. That's when Jesus said, men's hearts failing them for looking after those things. She went to a different scripture. God bless you so much for that, Susan. What's happening, you guys, is the lights are turning on in the believers' lives. That which has been hidden, it's like God puts a time seal on revelation. You know, it's one thing to be 25 years ahead of time. It's another thing to be at the time when people start to get it. And, you know, I've said this, Doug, and it becomes more and more obvious every day. No word of God spoken by a man of God is received by the people of God at the time it's spoken. Now, there are individuals who can witness in the Spirit, but generally, and I'll quote the words of Jesus, when the Pharisees came to him and the Sadducees and everyone was trying to give our Lord a hard time, Jesus just simply answered them. You know, they wanted all this proof, but he answered them real simply, which of the prophets have your fathers not killed? Okay, answer me this. Which of the truths have the evil ones not killed? You see, the last thing they want is the truth, because you cannot separate the truth from Jesus Christ. Proverbs 8, the wisdom of God. Jesus is the wisdom of God. Corinthians talks about God made Jesus the wisdom of God. And wisdom is not the same as facts. There's three words. I mean, that's another whole show, but there's three different words in the Hebrew and in the Greek. Wisdom is different than knowledge. Knowledge is different than facts. You know, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't have the wisdom to apply the knowledge, what is it? It's just more stuff, okay? So wisdom knows not only how to apply the facts, but the timing of the facts, and that's why the scripture says, a word fitly spoken season, how sweet or how precious it is. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason you're hearing this tonight is it's your time to hear this. The reason you are being told about the secrets of the occult now being made known, and you know, we've gotten a couple hate emails. Tim just sent me one. Some guy wants to tear him limb to limb. You should pray about it. You should pray and ask the Lord. And I've said this for 25 years on talk radio. I know you've heard it, Tim. Doug, you've heard it. All that. Take this stuff to the Lord in prayer. If Jesus thought it was important enough to speak at Red Letter Edition, and he's telling you that your heart may fail, then you better take this seriously. Look, we can plead, we can preach, we can exhort, we can testify, we can do all those things. But the responsibility lies on every listener worldwide to take this to the Lord in prayer. And there's no time just to mock, scoff, and scorn. You need to ask the Lord, Lord, are these people telling us the truth? You need to ask them that. I had one sister say, I went to the Lord when you told me to pray that, and he told me you were the devil. Well, I got news for you. Then the devil's confessing Jesus is Lord, and you don't know your Bible, because no devil can say Jesus is Lord and come in the flesh. The problem is you do err, ladies and gentlemen, and not knowing the power of God or his word. So once again, we want you to go and download this. You know, I want to address this, Doug, because obviously people are sending me emails. What about this? What about that? I don't know if the 37 cities are real. I do know this. They came off the dark web. I, for one, don't know how to go on the dark web. I've never gone on it. Well, will you explain, Doug Hagman, what the dark web is, how people can basically sell anything or, you know, acquire anything? Will you share just real quick?
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve. I'm not going to give instructions, but I'll say this.
No. But just tell me. Yeah, I'm not asking that.
Yeah.
Just explain generally.
Well, like anything else, there's the obvious, the good side, and then there's the dark web. There's the portals that take you to places where you could traffic anything from drugs to body parts. I mean, it's that bad. And you
it's
know,
that bad.
Yeah, and it amazes me how, I mean, I understand the mechanics of it, but I don't understand how how it remains viable given the technology available today to the good guys, so to speak. So it seems to me that a lot of this, you know, is just facilitated by them. Go ahead.
Well, that's where the 37 cities came from, and they who control it. Look, you know this. It's controlled. It's controlled by the darkest, luminous intelligence agencies of the world, okay? But, ladies and gentlemen, it's how people find assassins. They sell children through it. I mean, it's a horrible thing. But that's where the 37 cities came from. And, again, please understand, I want to make I'm getting emails, and I've gotten them all day. We will be taking orders. We'll turn on the shopping cart on my website, stevequayle.com, on Friday to take orders. It may go on Monday. The reason we don't want to do it, and it got put up accidentally, I apologize to 60 or 70 people, is because we want to be able to ship immediately. Doug, people will order one day and then ask when it's being shipped. They don't even place their order in the normal hours if they place it at midnight, so I won't put up with that anymore. I run my crew ragged, and so we made, and that was Tim's advice, and I agree with it. People around the world need to get this in real time. In other words, we have to have people understand this, because, ladies and gentlemen, if this holds true to form, what you're seeing in True Legends, the Unholy Sea, things will accelerate. It's almost like Tom Horn when they did Exo Vaticana. I mean, you know, they were the only ones that called the resignation of the Pope. I mean, you know, the world's newspapers came to them. So what God is doing is he's getting his people prepared. And for those of you that, and don't do it unless you pray over it and the Lord tells you to, but if you want to know what's coming and you want to know the full effect of Jesus wept, go into my alerts today. If that doesn't drive you to your knees in thanksgiving and in intercessory prayer, for you being able to hold up and your loved ones being able to hold up during some very horrible persecution coming, then I can tell you this, you need to have a transformational experience with Jesus Christ. Now, Tim, close it out. Say whatever you want to say when you're done. You know, Doug, anything you want to say, because, again, it's this important. By the way, I want to thank some people. I want to thank Cam and Jan. If it hadn't been for you guys, one wouldn't have happened. GH, if it hadn't been for you, this wouldn't have happened. DC, if this hadn't been for you, David, this wouldn't have happened. We had some amazing people help us financially and prayerfully. And it's interesting because, again, Cam, the Bible says, despise not the day of small beginnings. Because three people obeyed, millions of people are getting the truth. And we didn't seek them out. They basically had God put it on their heart to come to us. So, you know, just thank you guys. And I say, you know, they don't want the praise or the kudos. But ladies and gentlemen, when you watch this, you've got to understand something. Every minute of that film is an hour of Tim Alberino's heart. And that's no kidding. I mean, I know when I'd be up, he'd be up. I'd go to the studio at weird hours. He's there at weird hours. He knew every bit of the soundtrack. He did it. And so our goal in producing this, and people, Doug, I probably had a half a dozen, I know Tim has too, professional guys who produce big budget. And by the way, we would not be ashamed to put this on the History Channel, National Geographic Channel. It's that good. So I think you'll find out that God isn't we're not putting out shabby stuff, okay? You mark my words, we'll be imitated, we'll be duplicated, but remember, that's because, you know, we'll be mocked, we'll be scorned, we'll be ridiculed, we'll be slammed, and somebody says, you shouldn't address your critics all the time. No, we're just telling you, when Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, Satan will follow after, you know? So it's just like, you know, some of my book reviews on Amazon. I've had people tell me they hate my guts because I talk about Jesus, and they'll go and review a book they never read. And, you know, so here's the deal. You take it to the Lord in prayer. The True Legends book that I have, I think I printed 2,000 last time. We're probably down to half now. And I got to be honest with you, Doug. When I was serious, I'm telling people that want to have future reference, it better download this stuff and make a hard copy off the internet, because whether it's EMP or selective sanctioning of websites. I had a Delta employee in my office from another state today, Delta Airlines. He said, Steve, you're blocked at Delta Airlines. I said, well, brother, I'm not only blocked there, I'm blocked here, there, this hotel chain, that hotel chain, you know. And he said, well, why are you blocked and others aren't? I said, because they don't like the real-time alerts that I post. So thank you all for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers for Tim Alberino and his family. Thank you for your prayers for Doug and Joe. Thank you for your prayers for me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not melodrama. You know, again, until it happens to you, and someone takes a shot at you or tries to blow your car up or whatever they do, you don't really realize how much God protects us. So my statement, and then Tim, you and Doug can close it out. You take it, Tim, next. My statement is this, is that with what's coming down this week, what's going on in the financial markets, and I've talked about that ad nauseum, the thing that God is saying, prepare my people. Tell them it's not the scene, the things you see, it's not the things you hear, it's the things you've never seen or heard before that are going to cause men's hearts to fail them for fear of looking after those things coming up on the earth, under the earth. So please, ladies and gentlemen, please buy this DVD if those of you are dealing with parents. And look, you can sense the urgency in my, I pray there's a number three. I don't know that. I don't know at this point, but I do know this. Jesus loves you, and because he loves you, the Bible says, surely the Lord will do, God will do nothing except he reveal it to his servants, the prophets. The testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. jealousy. And basically, God is telling us, when he says his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, God's not talking about pagans. He's not talking about Satanists, occultists, Illuminists, whatever, globalists. He's talking about his people. And if you read that whole scripture, it's because once they're presented with the truth, they reject it. Get ready. If you're not close to Jesus, any of us can be deceived. And that's the ultimate prayer of my heart. Go ahead, Tim. God bless you. Doug, thanks for letting Tim and I come on. Tim, just take it. Tell people again where they can get it.
Yeah, Steve, before you leave, I just want to echo one thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to Tim. You know, you folks, yeah, Steve, you and Tim must be hitting some pretty hot spots, because when I'm getting emails, one from one persistent individual saying that they want to cut your throat, Tim's throat, and my throat for having you on, you know, that's a pretty serious thing. So we must be getting over the target to get that sort of visceral reaction. So no melodrama in your statements, Steve. I just wanted to throw that in there. So go ahead, Tim. Tim Alberino.
Well, yeah, I want to pick up where Steve said that my people have perished for lack of knowledge, and it's that lack of knowledge that we're really targeting here. We're trying to prepare people with that knowledge that they need in order to withstand the deception that's coming, because it's precisely the knowledge of the truth that guards our hearts against that deception. And even as we were putting this film together, laboring, you know, sometimes all through the night to get this film out to you guys in as timely a matter as possible, we didn't realize how timely the release of our film would actually be, because I was kind of just secluded secluded myself into an editing room for 4 months. And as we're putting this film together, working on this film, we didn't know at first what we were going to call it, and I felt that we were supposed to call it The Unholy Sea, and that term just came to me. And I thought, I just felt instantly very strongly, that's the name. That's the name of this film, The Unholy Sea. And this was before I even had the film halfway done. I mean, I probably only had it 25% done. But I just knew we were supposed to call it The Unholy Sea. And I didn't even realize that during that same period of time, there was this undercurrent happening, of many very famous, charismatic Protestant leaders meeting with Pope Francis. We're putting this film together called The Unholy Sea, and these guys are over there meeting with Pope Francis and then going on the internet and in their ministries and lauding him as this wonderful born-again believer. And so when we tell you that the deception is beginning, believe me, the deception is beginning, because those people are obviously ignorant to the past and of the past, and especially as it concerns the Holy See, or the Unholy See. And so this stuff is moving now. This is a situation that is happening now. These aren't conjectures about the future. This is stuff that is happening in real time. And so I think it's extremely the timing of this is extremely appropriate, and has been, I believe, divine. I know Steve believes divinely orchestrated. We just released our film this month. It was supposed to be released in June, but because of some technical difficulties, we ended up getting it out in the beginning of this month. And it is in this very month that many Protestants are getting together in Washington, D.C., and basically are beginning to make moves towards the Roman Catholic Church and opening themselves up to this Pope, to this Jesuit Pope, who is about to make some very interesting announcements. I believe it will be this Pope. If it's not this Pope, I don't know that there's going to be another Pope, honestly. And of course, those of you who are familiar with Tom Horn's work might agree with that statement. So it couldn't be more timely. It is, I mean, it's like this is something that's hot off the press, took a lot of time and energy, a lot of blood and sweat, and it's available now for those of you who want to watch it instantly. Tonight, if you want to watch it right now, you can go to TrueLegendsTheSeries.com and purchase the online streaming. When you click buy in Vimeo, it's the online stream, and it's unlimited online streaming instantaneously. You can purchase it for yourself and then watch it as many times as you want, as long as the film's on Vimeo, and invite friends over. Maybe you have friends who can't afford to purchase the film. Purchase the film yourself and invite them over and let them watch it at your house. I mean, we wanted to make this available for streaming so that people overseas can access it. And this is the way that we can do that. And so, and this production, by the way, was extremely expensive. This is top-notch, and that's the way we wanted it to be. We wanted it to compete with all the other stuff out there, the Ancient Alien stuff, and I think we absolutely succeeded at that. So so I just encourage everybody to check this out. Watch our trailer. Our trailer's on YouTube. Our trailer's on Steve Quayle's website. It's on TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, and it's on Vimeo.
Gentlemen, thank you both for your gift of time tonight. And the video itself, the documentary, is just absolutely incredible, worth every minute spent. And you'll want to watch it over and over. Take notes. God bless you both. Thank you so much for being on our program.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Folks, that'll do it for us tonight. Tomorrow, going to be back here. I'll be, again, flying solo. Got a great program lined up for you tomorrow. An hour with Jonathan Matthew Wright, the Code Searcher, and news, information, analysis, getting deep into what's taking place. Good night, everyone.